for BBS Radio. This is Health Frontiers with Lexi Ross. Well, tonight we have a very interesting guest who I believe is on the cutting edge of everything in alternative health, Dr. Mark Armstrong. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening.
It is a pleasure to have you here.
Lexi, thanks for inviting me on the show.
Well, what you're doing is so cutting edge, and it's really kind of mind-blowing for people who have never been exposed to subtle energies.
Yes.
And I would really love for you to talk about the OndaMed machine that you're using, and maybe even discuss some of the various techniques that you do that say the average, well, we know you're outside the allopathic medical profession, but even some of the things you're doing seem to be even beyond some of the normal or average day-to-day medical practices in the alternative medicine field. So I'd love for you to just talk to us about some of the things you're doing.
Yes. Well, I'm trained in Chinese medicine and an Oriental medical doctor. I've studied naturopathic medicine and have been studying ever since 1980. That's when I initially started my quest. And Lexi's talking about a German technology called OndaMed. And it's a biofeedback system. Ondi means wave. And a frequency goes into the body like wave-like. And if there's any resistance in the matrix, that's the lymphatic system or your blood, or any of the organs, the machine picks up that disharmony, and you can begin to clear out interference patterns that block people from healing. And it's based upon some old ancient technique by Rife, Royal Raymond Rife, who came up with this Rife machine in the 1920s, had proven to clear the imprint of cancer from rats. And he actually experimented in finding out exactly what sort of frequencies would clear the various different types of cancer that he was injecting into the rats. And he actually figured it out that at a certain hertz or a certain vibration or certain frequencies, it would destroy those pathogens. And he went on to treat more than a couple thousand people, and all were cured using this device. Eventually, FDA locked him up because they couldn't duplicate his study or his results because they didn't use the machine. They just said, you know, we think it's some kind of placebo and, you know, we just think that nothing's happening. But in fact, it was. There were over 200 people that came to a hearing and testified with medical records that they had had, you know, different types of cancer, and they were definitely benefited greatly from the Rife frequency generator. Well, the OndaMed technology is like the old-time frequency Rife machine, but just a lot more stronger and a lot more effective in honing in on specific interference patterns and clearing it out. The guy who invented this has spent more than 25 years in research of the technology. And he went on to talk to healers about patterns of suppression and repression, where pain just kind of subsides and goes away and comes back. And he actually narrowed it down to, you know, a couple hundred frequencies that would just clear pain. Now, that's more than a drug will do. Basically, if you took a drug, at best, it would go into the receptor sites and then just sort of short-circuit the signal for a T1 half-life of maybe 2 to 4 hours, and then the pain would come back. So nothing has been changed, just sort of suppress the symptoms. And if you took the medication for long periods of time, the medication wouldn't change anything. If anything, it creates toxicity in the body, and then later in life, you know, if you listen to those commercials, you'll find out that even taking Claritin has about 20 to 21 side effects that will pretty much kill you. So with this generation machine, you can clear that out without any toxicity, without any side effects, and then rebuild the body.
I see. So the machine actually sets the proper vibration for health, or establishes the health vibration, and then the patient carries on with building his immune system or his organs back with proper diet, and then is are you herbs and other supplements used to maintain that balance?
You know, I like to treat the whole person, so I would recommend if we're clearing out like parasitic type of say mold and let's say person lives in a very damp environment. Well, the abdomen will change that imprint and help the body begin to heal. Then we can give, you know, some nutritive herbs and vitamins and homeopathics to help maintain the harmony that the body now begins to establish.
Well, what are the different uses for the on-demand? I mean, can the machine be used, say, for instance, for liver disease or pancreas disease or, you know, some of the major organ problems?
With the on-demand technology, it makes no claims that it's treating or curing anything. It just seems to be balancing the body so the body can heal itself. And one of the things, Lexi, that I found is there are 7 physical causes of ill health. And for the listeners out there, the first one is neglect. In some cases, the body has been, at a cellular level, deprived and neglected. So how do you restore harmony to a very neglected biological, you know, body? Well, you can actually begin by filling up all the holes in the bottom of the bucket that's causing neglect. And that the machine has a frequency that seems to go in and helps the body feel like it needs and wants to take responsibility at a subtle level to feel better. That's the first cause of an illness is neglect. The second one is trauma. If there's some trauma on a physical level, on a mental level, on an emotional level, that trauma has to be at least removed. And with the instrument, you can talk to so many different layers, physical, mental, and emotional, and what we call the etheric and astral bodies. In acupuncture, those bodies get treated. In Western medicine, they don't get treated. You know, you just get a drug and, or maybe a little physical therapy. But we know that there's an emotional imprint or some emotional signal related to every organ. For example, the liver will hold anger. The heart will hold joy. The kidneys would hold fear, and the lungs would hold grief and sadness. And so every organ in the body has this memory of trauma, but with this technology, you can touch it in a very dignified way without bringing up 25 years of old stuff.
Well, let me ask, for instance, if the lung is holding sadness, does that manifest in mucus and coughing? Or, I mean, are there discernible symptoms that would allow the patient to know that?
Yes, Lexi. You know, if the lungs are holding, say, sadness and grief, oftentimes, it could be a cough that never goes away.
Uh-huh.
It could appear as a phlegm that never heals, or never really changes. It's just always there, this tickle. And, of course, you know, the antibiotics and things that you take for a period of time may address it, but they make matters worse because they produce more candidus, more phlegm, more mucus.
Right.
But what if you were to deal with the wild animal that caused the trauma in the first place and just help the emotions heal? In some cases, it goes away. Now, this medicine is called psychoneuroimmunology. The mind, the body, and the immune system have a wonderful relationship. And when all those things are in harmony, the body can heal. It's a term that Deepak Chopra and some of the others who study quantum physics came up with. Psychoneuroimmunology, mind, body, and immune system all working together.
I see. By the way, I want to give our call-in number in case any of the listeners want to call in with questions. That number is 1-888-268-4313. Well, what about, say, a problem, a very common problem in America today, is, or two common problems, I should say, is gallbladder disease. You know, the gallbladder fills up with stones, and does this machine, cause these stones to disintegrate?
You know, the body has a wonderful way of healing itself, and it's trying its best to mitigate and take care of some of the stress and the toxins, which is the third cause of physical illness, which is congestion. Congestion in the body, and so the liver and gallbladder are acting as emulsifiers to break down food and the enzymes that the liver is producing. And sometimes the crystallization just builds up from the fatty diets, stores there, and then they get to have gallstones. We have people that have had the gallbladder removed, and they still have digestive problems. That's because at the third physical cause of ill health, the congestion never got removed. Congestion in their life, congestion in their mind, congestion in their environment, congestion in working with other people. It's such an interesting imprint when you step back and look at, the seven physical causes of the illness, trauma, neglect, and congestion. And then looking at environmental toxins. Sometimes our diets, the environment that we live in, the petrochemicals, the mercury toxicity, the toxicity from air pollution, etc., is producing, in some cases, Lexi, this condition to make the body out of balance.
I see. Well, talk a little bit more about how the machine actually works. You said that there were certain frequencies that are emitted by the body when the body is not at peak performance. Does this machine, is it emitting a laser type energy, an electrical type energy? Is it, how would you describe it?
Well, I would describe it as the body is this matrix. The physical body is this matrix. And it's full of systems and organs and glands and blood and lymphatic fluid. And what the OnDemand does, there's an apparatus that scans your central nervous system, your autonomic nervous system. And there's actually an area applicator that you can actually place right on the back. So, it's non-invasive. And from there, you're reading the physical energy at an electromagnetic level.
Okay.
And from the electromagnetic pulse that goes into the body, the matrix, it's giving feedback to the machine saying there's disharmony, there's balance, there's stagnation, there's block, there's trauma, there's neglect, there's congestion, there's environmental toxins, there's parasites, there's infections, and something called miasms. And
miasms, yeah, I'm familiar with miasms.
Yes, but for the listeners, the miasm, M-I-A, SMA, is residue of childhood diseases, or what we consider the sins of the father that visit the child.
Right.
So from a generational standpoint, they are imprinting. We're all imprinting. We see people that have DNA, genetics, five generations diabetic, two generations hypoglycemic, arthritis. Well, those miasms at a simple DNA level could be cleared through this technology.
I see. Well, so the system works not only with organs. You use it for, muscle pain and broken bones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, we're not treating or diagnosing anything. We just simply scan the body. And people that have kind of an awareness to energy can begin to feel the peacefulness. There's one frequency called Joy of Life. I think it's 128 indigenous tribes that sing in their own cultural language about joy. And you're feeling that sound, that frequency go through, the trillions of cells in your body. And within nanoseconds, you can let go of a tremendous amount of stress.
You mean that they recorded the vibrations and the essence of tribal singing?
Yes, they went to the indigenous people that, say, live in Tibet, and indigenous people that live, in the India, and those that live, in the Congos, and those that live in Australia, and they heard their music, and they recorded it and made a program called Joy.
Oh,
and when you feel that energy running through your body, it's like your cells begin to take on the sound.
They get happy, huh?
They get happy. We've seen depressed people that have, really been experiencing depression, and we say just stick with your medication, and, we don't take you off of anything because we're not medical doctors. But they comment, they feel so much peace.
Is that right?
And so much inner satisfaction.
That is fascinating. So when this, like for instance, in the healing of bones, say someone comes in with a fracture.
Yes.
It what does it do? Just change the vibration of that particular area, and then just and the body itself allows it to heal faster? Is that what happens?
That's exactly what happens. Let's say down at the bone marrow level and at the calcium level, there may be a increase in circulation of those nutrients, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, that can travel into the cells and help repair at a deep level of the bone marrow.
So you're sending the vibration of minerals as a message to the bone.
That's it. And one of the programs is called nutritional. And each nutritional category, there are eight different subcategories. And so the first thing is just getting rid of the interference so that the body can receive vitamin D from the sun.
Interesting.
And the body can take that on. So when it's out in the sun, it can make vitamin D. Now, as long as there's interference, you're not going to have that process not going to work so well. And as a result, you're going to have a slower time healing.
Okay.
Because you're not able to process that nutrient. And in some cases, it's hydration. Even the cells can't even take on water because they're so toxic and polluted.
Is but that right?
So, you know, we're talking about hydration and dehydration. They say that 80% of obesity is associated with the inability for the cells to hydrate themselves, to cleanse, detoxify themselves. So for most people that are overweight, if they were to drink, you know, a couple liters a day of water, they begin to lose weight.
Interesting.
Because if you put the water in, you're going to flush the poisons out, and, you know, that's going to lead towards weight loss.
Very interesting. Well, now, so is this a radionics machine? Is that what we're calling it?
It's not radionics. You know, this is a Class 2 medical device. It works at the cellular level. There's a lot of scientific research that's gone into this instrument. It's been out in Germany for over 20 years and now I think 11 years in the United States. And it works specifically at the cellular level, helping to build the energy and to restore the body's balance.
That's fascinating. I mean, it's almost incomprehensible to think that whoever designed the machine could identify this many frequencies to understand all the problems of the body.
Well,
I mean,
if we look at, Lexi, like the last, say, 50, 60 years, we know that a lot of people have been coming up with frequency work, like Helder Clark. You know, she wrote the book, The Cure for All Cancer, The Cure for All Disease.
Right.
And she found that using a small instrument that she manufactured called a zapper, which is basically a 9-volt battery, run through the body with two copper poles, would clear out about 70 to 80 parasites.
Yeah, I actually have a zapper that I've used off and on.
And it's been very effective. I've seen people that, you know, had colds that would zap themselves, and one day they'd get over the cold.
Interesting.
And I've seen people use the zapper for, you know, detoxification, and, you know, they go on the master cleanse and then use the zapper, and they get rid of parasites.
Right.
And so those are all frequencies that could be measured in hertz. And this technology, there's people out there that have been using pulsers, and they pulse frequencies in the body, and it can help with and mitigate some of these pathogenic factors that people have, you know, from lung flukes to, you know, all kinds of microorganisms in the body.
Okay. It does a healthy liver, say, for instance, vibrate at the same frequency in every body? I mean, it seems like that each person's body would have a different frequency emanating from their liver.
The vitality of every organ is sort of standard.
What
gets in the way is the interference. Like, for example, if you were to test each organ vibrationally, they would hold, you know, a certain hertz, a certain frequency. So they've gotten that down to a science.
I see.
And that's the life, like the chi that flows through the body. Well, there's machines out there now that can measure the chi in the liver, kidney, spleen, large intestine, small intestine, triple warmer, you know. So you can measure that, and that's always consistent with everybody else. It's just the imbalance is so great.
I see.
And then that's what we're trying to restore, you know, from negative to building it back to balance. And the key is balance. It could be like a, let me make it real plain, like a fish tank. You know, the pH has to be at a certain level.
Right.
If it's alkaline, the fish live. If it's too acid, they all die.
Right.
And the same thing with the cells in our body. If we're acid, we're sick. If we're alkaline, too acid, then we tend to have gout and arthritis and a bunch of other stuff. Of course, we can look towards our diet and simply eat more greens, more vegetables, and immediately we begin to alkalize ourselves.
I see. Well, in your particular, well, I'll tell you what, I'd love to hear some of the stories, because I understand that you have some pretty miraculous stories of the things that you've been able to heal.
Well, you know, I work, I feel in harmony with the client. It's like there's a connection. When people are really wanting to get better, it seems like that's when spirit shows up. It's when they prayed and they've asked and they really believe that they can get better. That's a real good match for me, because I don't really see disease bigger than God. As a matter of fact, I always tell all of my clients that God is bigger than the boogeyman. That once you get rid of the fear and move towards faith and then take the actions that are required, you're going to get better. You will get better. And I've seen kids that have come in, children that have had MS, and, you know, they're pretty much in knots, and, you know, they can't even move their head. And just one session on the OmniMed, you can watch all that tension leave, and they actually go to sleep and feel very, very relaxed, and then the next day they're back normal in school. I've seen that happen. I've seen babies that have 4 weeks of age, and they, you know, parents, one was 4 months old, so it was right at the fourth month they gave the second or the third level of the vaccinations.
Right.
And immediately the child started having severe digestive problems, so much that they went to several pediatricians and they recommended some exploratory surgery. Maybe the intestines were turned around backwards. And the mother made a note that the eyes changed, everything changed after the mercury from the medication.
From the vaccines, yeah, they're deadly.
And we cleared that. One session, the mother had like a couple $100 worth of medications from her doctor. And one session, the baby was back to sleeping and normal. And,
wow.
And that's the power of just getting rid of the interference. The interference protocol is like a frequency number 47, and that balances out the physical, mental, and emotional, the trauma, the neglect, the congestion, the environmental, the infections, and even the parasites and the miasms. So when all those pathogenic factors leave, then harmony can be restored to the body.
Give us another example of the kind of miraculous healings that, say, couldn't occur with an allopathic doctor.
Well, we recently have seen this one child that was diagnosed as blind, and it was retina degeneration, macular degeneration, they said. And so they were, you know, we have to make some changes and make, you know, you need to go and take some classes and, you know, put your family in touch with the Braille Institute. And somehow the mother just believed that he could be better. Well, we use the instrument, and there are several programs that we ran for the eyes and restoring the retina. And this child could see perfect. Went back to the doctor, and the doctor says, can't believe it. That medicine that we gave you was supposed to be experimental. And the mother said, we couldn't afford it. She says, well, what did you do? What did you do? The child can see. And they said, well, we went to see this healer. And he put the child on the machine, and after really one session, we noticed he was tracking.
Amazing.
And we brought him back just, you know, to follow up on our visit, but we know he can see.
That is amazing, really.
It's like, I don't take any credit for it, Lexi. I know that at best I'm just an instrument, and I'm grateful that I've been able to be aligned with something that helps so many people.
Well, have you ever used the machine to improve hearing? Because that, it seems like, gosh, if you could help people's sight, that perhaps, I mean, healing is such a subtle energy, a vibrational thing, that it would seem like the machine might be helpful for hearing.
You know, I have someone who just came in that said she really needs to work on hearing loss. She actually has a hearing aid, and to really hear, she has to turn it up pretty much all the way to hear anything. And so, of course, there's better, more stronger, more modern devices. She asked if we could work on it. So I'm waiting. This is her first session, and all we did was pretty much the intake. Our first session, we balanced her with acupuncture, but the next session, we will be using the OndaMed on her. And I got a feeling, at least I'm hoping, that she can, you know, get better real fast with that.
Well, that is,
I'll let you know.
Let me. I know that you have had a background in shamanism.
Yes.
And I thought it would be interesting for our listeners to know how you've married the things that you've learned through shamanism and the, you know, your homeopathic and your alternative methods.
Well, you know, shamanism is sort of like walking between the world of spirit and the natural world. And I actually had some early great opportunity. My grandfather was a powerful healer, and he was a shaman and what they would call a curanderos.
Yeah.
A medicine man. And
right.
After I passed, I died twice from asthma, just died.
My
mother just basically prayed me back, and then, you know, all the stuff that they give you, the epinephrine, norepinephrine, and just shocked me back in my body with those things. My mother decided that was enough. We were going to go back to the old ways. And my grandfather was waiting on me. I mean, he basically trained me from 8 until, 18, when I went away to college, how to begin to see in a multidimensional way. There's the ability to see all around us is another dimension. It's just a veil between this world and the next. And it's more than intent. It's like the ancestors are real. And at some level, things get stuck on these planes. And so in those other planes, you can begin to get help. And the help can guide you and help us to clear our bodies so we can grow our souls. The purpose of life is a big school for the growth of our souls. And so we need a physical body to be strong enough, like a horse, to ride it to the top of the mountain so we can, you know, overcome this stuff. And we need good bodies to do that. And my grandfather taught me that. And I was like, how do you do that? And so I learned.
Was he practicing a specific way? I mean, did it represent a Native American culture culture?
In Africa, it is a religion called Ifa. And he practiced pretty much that type of belief, which is, you know, there are deities everywhere, air and fire and earth and water and wood. And yet he was, I consider, a very spiritual man. I mean, he believed in Christ. He was not a real great churchgoer. He was much more, I think I learned from him, spiritual. He could be in nature and find God. And he could be, you know, in the midst of the city and find God, and he could find that peace and that connection wherever he was. And so I picked up a few things from him, and the most important thing is service. That's how you grow your soul, helping people and having a sincere, loving intent to help people, because that raises your vibration and it gives you some insight.
Exactly.
To begin to see, you know, a deeper level of understanding, and that connection is called love. When you make that connection, there's a shift instantaneously. It's like a whole nother consciousness is there when you're in that space.
Well, now, you use acupuncture sort of in conjunction with the OndaMed machine, And I'm curious as to why you set up that relationship, why you do it that way.
It's a good question. I sort of stumbled into it. I first wanted to do healing, and I needed to have a way to do the work. And so school and training and institution called Acupuncture College was the forum. But I was really clear that this was the work that I was going to do, but I needed a way to language that work with other people, because it is a gift. It is, everybody has a gift. I'm no different than anybody on the planet. It's just I've dedicated a lot of time and focused and spiritually, you know, have done disciplines to stay connected to that gift. But everybody has it. And so the marriage of acupuncture and the on-demand is sort of like the institution of how do you help people in a business way. And the on-demand is much more spiritual but scientific at the same time, so people can understand it. I think it's a wonderful marriage.
Well, tell the difference in, I mean, what would the difference be in the energy of, you know, the method itself? Explain how the acupuncture stimulating the energies and the organs, how would one help the other, in other words?
Great. With acupuncture, in traditional Chinese medicine, we're looking at patterns of, and we're looking for blockages, and we're looking for stagnation and cold and heat. Is the condition internal, external? Is it meridian, or is it a pathogenic factor such as wind that brought on the stroke? Or is it environmental, you know? And so, through this modality, we're able to choose specific acupuncture points by looking at the tongue and taking the pulse, because the tongue reflects the internal condition of the body. And by taking the 12 meridian pulses, we're able to pick up excess or deficient conditions, let's say.
Okay.
And then by touching the body, it's finding if something's sore around the shoulders or tight around the knees, you know, it tells us about the meridian. And then you put the needles in, and about 20, 25 minutes, the body begins to balance itself at an internal level.
But you're balancing, I mean, it's got to be some kind of an electrical frequency when you're using the needles.
When you use the needles, you're working with what we call qi.
Right.
And the qi is an energy form, and it's electromagnetic energy. And in some cases, we'll use a small unit to attach to the needles to further create more ions, more electrons and protons flowing through the body, to help the body begin to regenerate itself, increasing, let's say, the oxygen going to that area.
Well, it's always been fascinating to me that acupuncturists use the term wind. The body has too much wind,
yes.
Or the body has too much heat.
Yes.
Now, what would cause wind in the body, for instance, or heat, or any of the elements that they identify?
Well, let's take heat, for example. Heat is a condition that we experience when we're out in the sun or out in the heat very long. If it's a warm day, the body could experience an overheating condition. Generally, the body will sweat to cool itself down. But let's just say the body doesn't sweat and it overheats. That condition can continue until you bring down the fire. And the fire is, you know, the fire is running through the body because maybe they're angry, maybe they really are hot-headed, or maybe they eat a lot of hot foods, maybe they like spicy foods. All of these things can lead, maybe their herbs and medication that they take are of a hot nature, and maybe, you know, they just love heat. You know, I know some people that the hotter it is, the better they feel. Well, so they can be overbalanced with all those excess. And that can give
rise. You mean they're more attracted to hot weather if you have a lot of heat in the body?
Well, some people actually have a heat intolerance where if they feel heat at all, they feel bad. And some people feel like it's better to be in the summer than it is in the fall because of the heat, and they feel better during the summer. And surprisingly, summertime is heat in Chinese medicine. That's heart, small intestines, and triple warmer. So, you know, it's really about balance and what's out of balance.
Well, what would cause wind in the body?
Wind is a pathogenic factor. If you live, say, in California and the Santa Ana winds were blowing, it can blow right through your body. Or if you lived in Chicago and the winds blow, you can end up with a stroke if you're out in the weather without a jacket, nothing covering up the back of your neck.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the greatest strokes in California are all around the Santa Ana winds when they blow. Or more people have strokes during, you know, cold, windy weather in Chicago. You just look at the statistics. More people have severe strokes. I'm talking about the Bell palsy syndrome, where your eye gets deviated and one, you know, cheek falls. Those are all wind conditions and can be cleared very easy with acupuncture.
Is that right? You know,
half a dozen people that have left the hospital because one lady experienced wind stroke and ended up with Bell palsy that still works in the hospital. So anytime she sees people that have Bell palsy recently, she just sends them to us.
That is amazing.
And it only took two sessions.
Well, you know, when I heard, the first time I heard a Chinese acupuncturist use the word wind, I thought that was just sort of, you know, one of the basic elements, and then they just described the body that way. I didn't think that it actually meant the wind going through the body.
Oh, no, no. Wind is an exogenous pathogenic factor, and it could actually, it could really mess you up if you have an intolerance for it.
That is fascinating.
I mean,
what does exogenous mean?
Exogenous means it's an outside factor that invades the body.
I see.
It's something beyond you, you know.
Okay. So when a patient comes in...
I prefer
you,
client.
Pardon me? Oh,
I
all
prefer
right.
Client.
When a client comes in, you go through a very systematic... You detox them, and I'd like you to talk about that foot bath that you use as your detox
element. Yes,
Lexi,
you remember that, huh?
Because it's a real nice balance that you seem to go through when people come in. You're addressing them from a lot of different angles. You know, instead of, you know, saying, here, take a pill and go home.
Right.
So tell me about the foot bath. How does that help you?
Well, you know,
or help the client.
Here's how it helps them. Thank you for saying client. I appreciate that. They're sitting, their feet are submerged in warm water, just the Roswell, Georgia municipal tap water. We use just a little bit of sea salt, and the machine is basically a battery that spins positive and negative electrons through the body. And that reflects back in the water if there's excess or deficiency. It will reflect back into the water different colors. And so let's say the kidneys are deficient, the water would be blue. If the lymphatics were congested, the water would be white. And let's say the person had a lot of heavy metals in their mouth, a lot of mercury, a lot of fillings. You can certainly see that because the specks in the water would be black and they would look like metal floating.
Now, would that be the case even if they'd had all the mercury taken out of their teeth? They would still have
the mercury toxicity still could be in the brain.
Oh, I see. And you mean this by putting your feet in this water that it will pull toxins in the brain?
That's right. It'll pull it out. And, of course, there's something called zeolite, which is the volcanic gas that we give people. And they just take about 10 drops three times a day. And it's like chelation therapy. It actually helps pull out the heavy metals. The heavy metals have been associated with Alzheimer's, forgetfulness, dementia, moodiness, depression. There's studies out there by the University of Calgary on heavy metal and mercury toxicity. As a matter of fact, children that have ADD, ADHD oftentimes are loaded with heavy metals. And so when those get cleared, their behavior certainly eases up.
Well, now, have you treated children with ADHD?
Yes, we've had great results. We had one child that bounced off the walls every time he came in here. Mother's just apologizing because he's sort of like, you know.
Like a monkey in a zoo.
Well, they actually thought he, you know, was the Tasmanian devil because he just goes through and rips up everything.
Really?
And the mother was apologizing, I'll pay for that, I'll pay for that.
Oh, my goodness.
We gave him one treatment. His little booty got so calmed out. His mother couldn't believe it, so she's like, let me have a couple sessions because, you know, if we can keep him cooled out, then I can finish my work, because she's trying to take classes at night, and nobody could babysit him.
Wow.
And so just after two sessions, he's like a normal little kid.
What about a child who would be, who had come from a cocaine-addicted mother or a crack mother or something like that?
You know, I have not had a chance to work with that population. And I know there's a lot of kids out there.
That would be a very interesting experiment.
You know, I would love to do a study. One of the things with the OnDemand, you know, I just filled out the application to be a researcher with them so I can develop a study. And Lexi, thank you for that idea, because that population needs a lot of help. I like to do a study working with parents that, you know, have been addicted to cocaine and addicted to crack, and, you know, look at their children and see how they're doing, you know, those kids that are crack babies. And
oh, well,
I have
a friend, a dear friend, whose daughter was very, and her husband were very compassionate people, and they adopted four or five children.
Okay.
And one of the boys, his mother was a crack addict or some harmful drug like that. And this kid is so violent and so dishonest and so warped that they have to frisk him when he leaves the house in the morning. They have to check his school bag, you know, that knapsack they carry on their back, and the teacher has to frisk him before he leaves school. And they have to watch him so carefully. He's like a time bomb. And you can imagine what living with a child like that must be like. And I've heard numerous stories about kids who were adopted into, you know, so-called normal families. I mean, pretty average family. And these people seem like really nice, well-balanced people. And the child has become a nightmare for them, and it would be really interesting to see what could be done with that.
You know, I'd love to have maybe a study of 45 to maybe 50 of those children and work with their parents, too.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
I think in some cases that, you know, and I'm wearing the hat of a shaman, that there's some kind of, I call it karma and generational thing going on there.
Uh-huh.
That the sins of the parents do visit the child. And so I like to work like a systems approach with the grandparents, both mother and father. See, the mother has a tribe that she belongs to, and the father has a tribe.
That's right.
And in most cases, those tribes don't get along, and they war against each other, so the child is affected. And I would like to, you know, see a study done or work on a study where we work on all those pieces, because I think that's what it's going to take to really heal.
You know, I've had this fascinating theory for some time about the imbalances that birth control pills create in the body.
Yes.
And I was wondering if any of, you know, it seems to me like when a woman takes birth control pills, what, you know, you're stopping the most important process of our creation in the womb.
Yes.
And it seems like that it would cause some sexual imbalances. And
no,
I don't know if you've noticed this, but when I was a child, I don't remember there being so many homosexual children.
Mm-hmm.
But now there seems to be an increase in our population of homosexual children.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if perhaps that increase could have been caused with the use of birth control pills. Now, I know that pesticides have caused birds to nest. Same-sex birds will nest, because they create certain estrogen imbalances in the body. But it with the kind of OnDemand machine, the kind of vibratory machine you're working with, it would really be interesting to conduct some research in those areas as well. You know, I mean, this is a fascinating method you have here.
Well, you might be onto something. I don't know about that area, that theory that you put forth, I hadn't really thought about it.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to...
We'll have to discuss it.
Well, I'd like to discuss that further with
yeah.
you. You know, I just...
Well, listen, I do want you, we've got about 5 minutes left, and I want you to talk a little bit more about the zeolite, because you had mentioned that you had given the zeolite this homeopathic method to exhume the toxins out of the brain and such. And I understand that you had a client that had been, Agent Orange. He had
yes.
been, you know, that been, he had been in, exposed to Agent Orange, and that he was really ill when he came to you. And I thought maybe you'd talk about that a little bit, because that was a pretty amazing case.
Well, you know, this guy is like a pillar of his community and his town. He's married. And
he's like what in the community?
He's such a strong pillar. He holds up the community.
I see. A pillar. Oh, okay.
Yeah, a pillar.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm sucking on a licorice here. But what happened is it seemed like over a year's time, he just was becoming more forgetful and a lot less focused, and his concentration just left. His memory was very short-term. I mean, if you said, you know, your keys are on the table, 10 minutes later he'd be looking for his keys. And certainly to speak, to put together a sentence, a complete sentence, he couldn't do. He said he'd pretty much gotten to the point where he was just grunting, You know, he's trying to cover up, and he knew things were slipping. He said the hole was getting darker and darker.
Well, how did he get exposed to the Agent Orange in the beginning?
Through the war.
I see.
You know, he's a veteran.
Uh-huh. I mean, which war was he in? I'm curious.
He was in Vietnam.
I see.
And so he had a lot of exposure to Agent Orange and a lot of exposure to a lot of heavy metals. His mouth was full of mercury. And so what happened is he just was forgetting everything. And, you know, as you start doing some work, and I guess in his family there's a history of Alzheimer's, so he thought perhaps maybe that's it. Got a diagnosis, and they said, well, it could be early signs. In the meantime, here's more medication, and, of course, it just made him more sicker. So he stopped taking it, and he's married. His wife says, you need to get some help, and let's try to seek alternatives. Let's try something outside of the medical Western convention. And a zeolite was there. The chelation therapy, generally, when they, you know, and give the intravenous drops, you can pull a lot of heavy metals, but each session is close to $185, plus you have to put back in all the vitamins.
Uh-huh.
So economically, that wasn't cost efficient to do about 20-25 sessions.
Right.
But the zeolite is very affordable, inexpensive, and within a couple months, it wasn't even a month, he said, he noticed short-term memory coming back, and he noticed that he was able to really think completely through things. And people started noticing, wow, you know, he's doing good. What is he doing? Well, this guy actually wrote it all up. He has all the statistics. He has all of his medical records from the Veteran Hospital. He has all of his charts. And he saw that since he started taking this, a lot of the things, his patterns, begin to ease up. And now anybody that I really want to really talk to, somebody that was like close to their deathbed, I plug them into my friend, because he'll tell them straight, this helped save his life.
Well, have you worked with any other Alzheimer's patients?
I have one guy who's 86 years old who has been coming to see me. Pretty much because his daughters come to see me, and from where he lives in Southwest Atlanta, we go through a little toll bridge that's on Georgia 400. And for months, he was just riding up with them, and no interaction. Just occasionally, if he saw a movie, he might hum. But I had given him the product. I had given it to the to his children to give to him, his young adults, they're 40 years old, right? So to give to him, and they start putting it in his water. And one day, they're driving up, he reaches, knocks on the shoulder of one, touches with the daughter on the shoulder, and hands her 50 cents and says, "You're going to need this for the toll booth." She just about wrecked the car. She said her father hadn't spoke to them in 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
He just came out of it. And, you know, they said sometimes all Alzheimer patients go in and out. But they had never seen him come out.
Right.
And so she was so excited. He's been on it. He's talking. He's walking. He comes in on his own now. I think he'll be driving real soon.
Oh, that's marvelous.
It's unbelievable.
That's a wonderful story to end up on, Mark. And I just want to thank you for your wonderful information. It's so encouraging to hear that people can actually get well without poisoning their bodies. And
thank
it's just
you.
Been such a privilege to have you on the show. And
well, it's been my honor. I love you. You have a great style. It was fun being with you.
Oh, well,
and being with all the listeners.
Well, thank you so much, and maybe we can do another show sometime in the future.
I look forward to it.
And I want to say good night. And
good
we
night.
Have been talking to Dr. Mark Armstrong, who has an office in Roswell, Georgia, and he works with the OnDemand machine. He does acupuncture, and he uses a marvelous new homeopathic called zeolite, and is getting incredible results for Alzheimer's patients. So for BBS Radio, this has been Lexi Roth with Health Frontiers, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.